Now we talk with the head coach of the State Class A boys basketball runners-up, the Furtabel Trammy Falcons, Coach Neil Steffes. And Coach, first of all, congratulations. What a season it's been.
Yeah, you know, it kind of stinks to you know, come out on the short end tonight. But, you know, when you look back on the whole season, you know, these kids have to be proud of what they've accomplished. And, you know, look at all the positives. And you know, even though we lost this game, the reality of it is there's, you know, 169 schools in Class A. And, you know, we're one of the last two standing. And, you know, there's lots of people that would like to be in our position, win or lose. And so, you know, it's hard to lose whenever you do, and it's really hard for these seniors. But, you know, like I told them, I said, think about what you've accomplished and getting to a state championship game. And, you know, it doesn't happen very often. You know, I've been fortunate to be in two of them, but as my son informed me, he said, you've been in two state championships, you might be have the biggest point differential of anybody ever in them. And I said, well, at least we got here. And, you know, unfortunately, we had to play two juggernauts when we played in the state championship.
Leave it to the kids to tell you to straighten you out a little bit there. But let's talk about your seniors. What a career they've had. To get through the Section 8A tournament alone was a feat in itself, and then to get to the state championship is just outstanding. But let's talk about those four seniors and what a huge impact they've had on the program.
Yeah, you know, they've been awesome. You know, you got Derek and Caden, who've started since they were freshmen, so they've been around a long time. Probably most people in the section are glad they're finally done. But, you know, they've been great. They've been great players. And, you know, this year they really took on the role of leaders. And, you know, the kids, younger kids follow them. And, I mean, if you want to, you know, be good at this game, you have to do what those guys did. I mean, they were in the gym all the time. They were shooting and doing those things. And so, you know, we're going to miss those. And then Mace, you know, he really had a great year this year. I thought he really came on at the end of the year. Boy, watch those section tournament games. You know, he was kind of our spark plug. And, I mean, just defensively, he was really great. And, you know, he had a good tournament down here. You know, just you could tell today that he was spent. And, you know, he was a great, you know, he got into that leadership role too as well, especially I thought in the tournament time. And then Cody Updahl, you know, he's come so far. I mean, if you would have said as a ninth grader, maybe even as a 10th grader, that he would be a guy who would be contributing, giving us, you know, really good quality minutes when he came in the game. You know, people might have questioned that, but, you know, he's come in the gym. He's worked hard. He's gone in the weight room and lifted. And, you know, he made himself a player that we could throw in the game. And, you know, we need a bucket here and there, and he gets some rebounds. He was always working hard. And, you know, he's come such a long way and you know, became such an integral part to our team. And, you know, so I'm really proud of him for what he's done and what he's accomplished too, you know, coming from where he did as a freshman and a sophomore to, you know, being a huge contributor to our team, you know, this year. And so it was fun to see his growth too as well.
And just talk about your team throughout the year. You had a very good schedule. You had a lot of teams that were either ranked or were close to the rankings all season long. A lot of they were section. You played Cherry. You had a really competitive schedule, and to have the record you did, and that got you ready for here for the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I think you know. Beginning last or end of last season, you know, I knew that, you know, I told the kids all the time, I said, you guys can make the state tournament. I mean, I felt we were that good. And so, you know, we had some things where we, you know, dropped a couple teams, and we were able to add Cherry and Nevis, who was down here. We played them during the season as well. And then, of course, our section was really good with Red Lake County and Grigla and Warren and some of these teams. You know, so I think that schedule that we played was really helpful to us. And, you know, it's hard too. You know, you're dropping teams in your area, and that's not easy to do. But to me, I feel if you really feel you have a team that can come down here and possibly compete, you need to play teams that are going to get you ready. And we did that, and I think it helped us out a lot as the season went on.
As usual, what community support?
Yeah, you know, our community was great. I mean, I looked over in the stands there today, and I mean, it was packed. And I know I talked to somebody, and they said that there were people that just drove down today to come watch the game. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't give them a lot to cheer about. But, you know, even though with the loss or whatever, I mean, they were cheering these kids on. And, they, you know, they're so proud of these kids. And they should be. These kids played their hearts out. And, you know, after a game like last night, I mean, and that's what I told the media today. I mean, you know, people probably won't even remember the championship game. You know, they're going to remember that game from yesterday. I mean, I talked to some of the media guys and they said they've never seen anything like it. And so, you know, remember those times and stuff. And you know, yeah, remember we got second in the state. We don't need to remember the score or anything like that. And, you know, so the community has been just awesome. And, you know, I've been there 31 years and in those 31 years, they've been so supportive of our kids and our sports teams. And so, you know, we couldn't really ask for anything more.
Can you sum up, I know it's still early, still a little soon after the season is done here, but can you sum up the season? Just a quick recap or a summary?
Yeah, you know, you look at our season, you know, we had some ups and downs. We maybe lost a couple games we shouldn't have. But, you know, our kids always remained humble. You know, that's one thing we talked to about all the time. I said, you know, you got to be humble. And, you know, in our minds, we knew we were good. But, you know, you had to go out and play and you had to respect people. And, you know, we were a good basketball team. But I think the other thing about our kids is they're good people. And, you know, to me, that's really important. You know, when we go to other schools and when you're done playing and you got people from the opposing team coming up and telling you, you know, really what great kids you have and how respectful they are and you know, how they handle themselves on the court, really when any type of situation. And, you know, to me, yeah, we're a good basketball team, but it, to me, it's really important that we're good people too as well. And I think that's, you know, one thing with our team that, you know, really stuck out to me this year and just a great bunch of kids. And, you know, when we needed to, we played our best basketball and we got down here. And that's a credit to our kids. And, you know, I just couldn't be more proud of these kids and the things they've accomplished and the things they've done. And so, you know, it's going to be hard to lose our seniors, but I think we have some talent coming back. And, you know, if those guys want to work, I think they got a chance to be competitive and, you know, surprise some people next year, because, you know, most people are going to maybe write us off next year because we do lose some great players. But, you know, I think we got some pieces that we might surprise some people.
Coach, congratulations to you and the players and the entire coaching staff on a fantastic season, one that will be remembered for many, many years to come, especially that triple overtime win. And again, congratulations on just a way to represent Northwest Minnesota.
All right. Thanks a lot.